Matt, contracts exchanged on Friday. It's a very early stage, but it's a result of ongoing negotiations now for some, it'll be almost 6 months. I can tell you that the purchaser is an international buyer, and negotiations were probably protracted as a result of the tyranny of distance between vendor, who is the Brunei government. We were dealing with the Australian director, Mr. Nick Medaros, who lives in Perth, and the Indonesian purchaser. I will disclose it's an Indonesian purchaser that's bought the property. After lengthy negotiations, we're very pleased to advise that contracts exchanged on Friday.
So the Sultan of Brunei has sold a Northern Territory cattle station to an Indonesian company. What can you tell us about that Indonesian company?
Oh, look, they're a very private business. Had a long, long association with Northern Territory livestock industry, and they're very well known. We dealt with two long-term territory rural persons, Mr. Steve Ellison and Peter Watkins, who were acting for this buyer. So negotiations were helped very much along the way by their experience in the industry. Mm-hmm. But Willaroo has been purchased to basically shore up supply chain, and it's a real shot in the arm again for the Northern Territory, who, as you're well aware, has had to come off a very low base of confidence. So with the sale of Killarney to the Jumbuck Parcel Company and the River and Imbwai sales and so on and so forth, this is a tremendous testament to the strength of the Territory livestock industry.
The name of this Indonesian company being kept under wraps for now, is that right?
Yes, they're very private, and we respect that, so they've asked not to be disclosed, and we'll leave it at that for the time being, Matt.
As you mentioned, this is another Indonesian company in the NT property market. We had Centauri last year buy a couple of stations. Do you think we'll see more of this, Andy Gray?
Look, we're engaged with another company at the moment, and I'd be hopeful that the contracts exchange on another property this week, a smaller scale, but nevertheless another Indonesian company that we've been engaged with now for some 4 or 5 months. Yes, I'm quietly confident that interest will remain quite firm from our northern neighbours.
Wow. And is that another cattle station?
Smaller property, Matt. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. Yeah. Contracts are still yet to exchange on that one, but we're quite optimistic they will.
I know the price can't be disclosed, but I know Willaroo was passed in last year at auction for $12 million. So am I right to presume it's been sold for more than that?
Matt, I won't disclose any details about the sale at this stage. I'm not at liberty to.
Okay. In other property news, Moroke Station out there on the Roper River is up for sale. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, we've been favoured with instructions from long-time Territorians, Tony and Pam Davis. Tony and Pam have had and still maintain large holdings in Central Australia. They've had country in South Australia, Limbunya in the VRD, and they have Moroke, which incorporates Gundaloo, which is going to the market now. We'll commence advertising this week. Moroke will be offered with about 20,000 head of cattle. It inspected it last week over several days with the owners, and it presents beautifully. Tons and tons of water, extremely well improved property, beautifully fenced, and laneway systems into new yards, and Tony and his wife have done an outstanding job on that property, and we look forward to marketing it. It's a ripper.
Where are they going?
Well, Tony and Pam are like a lot of people. They need to slow down. They've built properties up. They've not long ago purchased a lovely home in Darwin, which allows them the opportunity to just drive to the airport for 20 minutes rather than 5 hours. And go down and look at their Hamilton Downs and Amberla and Milton Park and so forth. They have a daughter down there who's married a long-time Territorian. And Stuart Weir, they have 4 or 5 properties, so they'll be kept fairly busy, but I think at more at their pace So that's what they're doing. They're just restructuring their family business.
Mm. You must feel much better about the possibilities of selling this now than, you know, if this was on the market this time last year.
Absolutely. What a difference 12 months makes, Matt. Graziers and those in the industry would well remember what the market was doing this time last year, and in fact, this time 2 years ago. As I say, we've come off a very low base, but the glass is half full, and again, and confidence is high. So we're looking towards the future being very bright and prosperous, Matt, and so it should be.